Good Monday morning, church. Today we're going to be beginning a new passage of scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Again, God's saving word for this day is hope. And in this passage of scripture, it is the opening section of a lengthy chapter on the Apostle Paul's teaching about the resurrection of Christ. He begins by reminding the Corinthians of the message that he preached to them and of Christ's post-resurrection appearances. So let's get into it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. And now I want to remind you, my friends, of the good news which I preached to you, which you received, and on which your faith stands firm. That is the gospel, the message I preached to you. You are saved by the gospel if you firmly hold to it, unless it was for nothing that you believed. I passed on to you what I received, which is of the greatest importance, that Christ died for our sins, as written in the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised to life 3 days later, as written in the scriptures, that he appeared to Peter and then to all 12 apostles. Then he appeared to more than 500 of his followers at once, most of whom are still alive, although some have died. Then he appeared to James and afterwards to all the apostles. Last of all, he appeared also to me, even though I am like someone whose birth was abnormal. For I am the least of all the apostles. I do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted God's church. But by God's grace, I am what I am. And the grace that he gave me was not without effect. On the contrary, I have worked harder than any of the other apostles, although it was not really my own doing, but God's grace working with me. So then, whether it came from me or from them, this is what we all preach, and this is what you believe. And today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. Christ died for our sins, as was written in scriptures, and he was buried, and he was raised to life 3 days later, as written in the scriptures. You know, the message that Paul says that has the power to be saved is the gospel message. And that is the message that the Corinthians received. And it is the message on which their salvation is based. Now, I would ask you, in what ways do you experience Christ's presence in your life? Okay, let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your presence in my life. As I journey in faith, I place my hope and trust in you, knowing you are with me each day. Amen. Well, God bless. And again, keep your eyes open for that opportunity to experience God's miracle in your life. We'll see you tomorrow.